Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Tua Tagovailoa is making more than Patrick Mahomes, Justin Herbert, Lamar Jackson, Jalen Hurts, Baker Mayfield, Matthew Stafford, Jaden Daniels. Am I pocket watching? No. I'm putting things into perspective here. Mm-hmm. What Biggie say? More money, more problems. Well, in this case, it should be more money, more expectations. When I see Tua Tagovailoa over this year alone, I've heard him more than I ever have. That's not to say you can't talk.
Right.
I like quiet Tua, Alabama Tua, chip on the shoulder Tua. Not, is somebody going to come in and watch film? Hey, let's see what this is. Hey, I was this since I was that. Taking certain things. Man, bro, what you're being paid, what you're asked to do, what you have the capability of from one quarterback to the other, I look at a situation that's like, bro, come on, dog. Especially when you got a Ferrari and a Lamborghini and other amenities that some quarterbacks wish they had.
How much do you think people who criticize and scrutinize your play do it not just from the film, but through the lens of your current contract? In your opinion, is that a factor?
I'm not too sure.
In other words, they don't just say Tua Tagovailoa threw an interception. They say he threw an interception and he makes $53 million. You know what I mean? Because
yeah.
They do. They always say that. I heard Cam Newton say it the other day.
Well, anybody can play quarterback in this league then. I mean, I want to see anybody on the streets come and play quarterback. I mean, Cam's doing his thing for sure. But, you know, I think it's easier to be able to hold a clicker and talk about it that way or talk about what someone else is doing wrong when you're not going out and having to do the same as them, right? So I think it's easy to do that. I think anybody can do that. I don't think anybody can play quarterback. So
you're right, Tua. There is a shortage of quarterbacks, and let's hope you're not one of them, my man. You need to play a lot better, period. Talking about Cam Newton going all in on Tua and his play, the former MVP who played in a Super Bowl, Cam Newton. Talking about Tua and things that he doesn't like. He's got to play better. Tua's got to play better. And he did, by the way. We'll play it for you. We know he said it, and we'll have that for you. But 4 picks and 5 turnovers and 2 bad fourth quarter picks is not gonna get it done. And there's one way for all this to go away. You just need to play better. And it's not just you. Everybody understands run defense, pass rush, 0 takeaways, all the other things. But this is a great opportunity. Not that some of the physical problems are going to go away, like all of a sudden, you know, strong arms not going to help you and because you don't have that. I mean, that's not where you are. Although you used to throw it a hell of a lot better than you're throwing it right now. You're not getting benched. Nope, you're not getting benched no matter what happens in this game. But there's a lot of stuff. The latest thing is, matter of fact, why we're on this is that Mike's overprotecting Tua with his game plan. two guys on national TV came on and they said, you know, they're so worried about him getting hit. They've shut down the offense. And I thought he was just more comfortable throwing all this short stuff that we did all last year. And we used to call it our run is now our run is just our short passing game. Cause we're really good at it. It's a high percentage. They went through a few games there against bad teams and had great success with it. But, hey, bottom line is Cam's right about one thing. Money is part of this thing. It just is, man. Being a first round pick, it's just part of this thing. You either can play or you're a bust. That's what they do in every city when you're high first round pick or a first round pick. And then you got a second contract. That changes the game too. You're part of the $50 million club. Everybody knows it. Joe Shad just read it to you. And you got to chuckle and, you know, and you're right. None of us can play that. None of us can play it as well as you do. I know I can. But all this stuff, the money is part of it. And it's the good news, bad news. Congratulations. You got life-changing money coming in. Matter of fact, you got life-changing money when you're drafted in the first round with your signing bonus. Huge, big, fat check. And the team went all in on you. You know, again, I'm not blaming you. You got your money. You did a little, you know, you weren't happy. They gave you the contract. It's there. But with that money comes higher expectations. And he did realize all that stuff. By the way, he did say, hey, I got to play better. I'm not playing well enough and all that stuff. But when you open up the second part of this thing and start saying that, you know, this dumb thing about nobody else can play this position and they're, you know, it's not easy to play and all that stuff. Everybody knows it's not easy to play.
Well, it came off like he was talking about Cam Newton too.
And then
Cam Newton didn't play the position at the highest level.
He did play right at the highest level.
Tua will never sniff with that guy.
They don't hand out right? MVPs by accident. I think the MVP was the same year he went to Super Bowl, if I'm not mistaken.
He was a hell of a player. Just took way too many hits.
Way too many hits. I mean, they had him running the ball from about 5 yards in. He became the third fullback running back because he's bigger than all the guys.
They did not manage him particularly well.
Yeah, and we saw him. We played against him. I think he ran for 80 or 90 yards against us and threw a couple of touchdowns. They were really good. And
by the way, he had a charisma to him too, man. Right? Like he had the whole quarterback package, which Tua lacks in charisma a lot, right? He's just not the kind of guy you're drawn to. Spends 10 minutes a week talking to you, and that's it. We won't see him again or hear from him again.
I know he's a bit of an introvert. Everybody's different. I get it that we're all different, and you know.
He's just got to know better that you can't keep saying this stuff, especially when you're playing the way that you are.
Hey, man, he did great on the first part. He got into
it. But no one cares.
And then he decided.
They're not going to play that on ESPN this morning.
Go tell everybody that they can't play my business. You can't do what I do, and then. I don't know. He kind of went after Cam Newton. But listen, man, we got people. This is what you do. Like when you're a franchise quarterback, I can't say it enough. And I'm sure Tua knows this. I hope his wife even tells him when he goes home to play cards with her in video games at night. That, listen, honey, franchise quarterback, everybody knows, like, quarterback's the most important position in sports. There's a reason that we get all this money. There's a reason, like – and with that, if you don't play well, you get the other side of this. And trust me, everybody wants you to be good. Nobody wants to keep going through this quarterback thing, still trying to find a quarterback. And you've opened that conversation right back up. You've opened it right back up. And you know the other part is everybody knows you're making a lot of money again next year too. More, all that money's coming in.
I really love the game night shot, by the way. Thank you for doing that.
But it
warms my heart to hear you come to the dark side like that.
No, I just, you just, he's just got to play
better. Those comments weren't good either.
He's got the Jets coming in town, man, Monday night. I know it's Monday night for the Jets too, and they're going to try to, you know, win a frigging game. But
is this it for you?
This game? No, he's going to play. You know what? EJ Manuel said it too. He's going to play. He's going to continue to be the starting quarterback.
But here's the thing, though, Joe.
Why do you keep every game? You keep doing this and you sound stupid. Right. They're not benching a guy they gave all that money to after four games.
They may not.
But
if I got to keep hearing about Mike is trying to protect this guy, Tua's talking about, you know, I got injuries and I'm not the same guy I was at Alabama. And it's like, all right, well, at what point, like, do we see what else we have? Because clearly this guy is incredibly limited, right?
Woody,
and they're drawing up a limited offense around him. Like,
Woody,
what are we doing here?
Okay.
Just to protect this guy?
So do you really believe that they're going to bench him? After, let's say he does throw two interceptions in this game. You think they're going to bench him?
Do I believe they will or they should?
No. What do you think is going
to
happen?
No, I think they'll ride with him till the wheels fall
off. Exactly.
Which I think the wheels have already fallen off, so. That's where you and I differ.
Well,
but
you got a team you're playing that's got lots of problems. We just haven't talked about the Jets. And Aaron Glenn, I mean, you want to talk about a guy just got here, and they're going, yeah, he's never been a head coach before. I get it. And they're not happy the way he acts, the way things he's doing, and the team, they're going.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
And it's the same Jets.
But to me, though, you have to look bigger picture, right? Like, if they beat the Jets, it's good, it's fine, whatever. But you have to look bigger picture. Like, this is just not a good situation in general, right? When you're talking about the coaches protecting this guy and, you know, we got to play a certain way because the guy's limited, like, that's never good.
So Mike is not saying that. Heard Mike's comments. Mike is saying he's got to make better decisions.
But it sure looks like they are, right?
It does.
I mean.
It does. It looks like our two guys, our two horses that should be racing at Gulfstream, looking like plow horses out where I live in Davie, right across the way. There's plow horses out there. People ride occasionally. You see the kids on the back and mom and dad with them.
Plow horses, huh? Okay.
Well, that's how we're using them.
Yeah, I'm with you, man.
You know, one of the best plays Tyreek made last game, caught it for about 5 yards and cut inside and ran up for another 4 or 5 yards for a first down. And I'm going, damn, that's where we are. That's where we are in Tyreek Hill. That's why I got to tell you, man, what he called him yesterday, a Ferrari, and I forgot what other name he went talking about his two receivers on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
But we'd like to get him. And the coach said there were some chances, and we just didn't get there. And listen, I'm guessing, even though Mike's super positive about everything, I'm sure he said at some point, everybody's got to take an honest pill and go to a. I'm sorry, this is not the Bills or the Eagles offensive line, or I'm trying to think of some of the other, the Lions offensive line, or if you want to put somebody else in there, but it's not that bad. Like, you got to play better. Maybe I got to call some better plays for you. Maybe, but you, and I know.
When do we face reality though? When we say that, like, all right, he can't play better. This is it.
I don't think he
this
played
is the ceiling.
First of all, he got hurt 6 games last year.
Okay,
and when
that's part of his whole deal, right?
Yes. Well, listen, I think that's what they're saying. Part of this is this team said, hey, they don't want to play with number two or number three they have in here. They want. they were like the program I was on. Let's get Tua for 19 games and see what happens. And so far we've had him for three, and it just hasn't looked good. Again, it's not all him. There's not a lot of guys on the roster right now going around going, I don't know about you, but I'm playing well. Had damn right. I'm leaving early today.
Nobody wants to see the guy get hurt, obviously, Joe, but like the reality is you drafted him. He was hurt, right? Coming off a significant injury.
That's a different.
It just hasn't changed.
That's a different conversation then. That conversation should not be about him. That conversation should be about the guys who drafted him.
He also happens to be incredibly undersized. And the fact that he's not mobile.
So you just notice that we're in year six and you're telling me stuff that everybody listening right now knows. He doesn't run well. He's not durable.
There's one guy or a couple guys that are defending him on here.
Who? Let me hear what somebody's saying that's defending him. I want to hear that. Go ahead.
Let's see here. So sick of Woody Doug piling all day long on the QB. Bad luck on you.
Well, you want to like bench him and out of the whole thing. But anyway, give me another one.
This other guy that he's just been going on and on all morning.
Well, let me hear what he says. Like if he's fired up, what is it? I want to hear this because I see what I've seen. I want to hear what Blind Eyes
says. Oh, he says you guys are taking a shot at someone who spends time with his family. There you go.
That's the best you can do with the quarterback?
Yeah, no, this guy's been going on all morning, though.
What else? What else does a family member have? Go ahead and give me some more stuff that this person has.
He was not paid the highest, neither did he demand the highest, just market value.
Right. I agree. Nobody's blaming him for getting the money. He got the money, but with the money, people are going to talk about what you make.
He went on to basically say, I hope one day folks covering these players are held to the same standard. You know, talking about the Tua, you know, being the franchise quarterback. And I tried to explain that, like, people are going to talk about sports. They're not franchise quarterbacks. Right. But, like, you talk about held to the same standard.
But they made a decision when they signed him. They said, they told Mr. Ross, they told Tom Garfinkel, he is a franchise quarterback. By the way, the other thing Cam Newton said is, you heard it, like, he got some pretty damn good weapons. A lot of other NFL teams would love to have those dudes. Anyway.
Everything you're saying on two is right. Those fans are in denial. I agree, by the way.
All right.
You're defending this guy at this point. It's just like,
there's just not, like, he didn't defend himself. He said, I got to play better. We'll come back and play what he said. Yeah. And then the people that are still, like, thinking that we're dogpiling on the guy.
You know he's got a fan base still, though, right?
Yes.
Maybe these people bought a bunch of Tua cards and they're hoping he turns it around.
I see a lot of Tua kids in cards.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.